First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Sylvia Spratt has her own way of beating the mean Reds.
I want to bake you a cake. That's right, you. I want to bake you one. Or maybe some cookies or cupcakes, or even if you're lucky, a tiramisu. Whenever life gets me down, whenever I have, as Holly Golightly from Breakfast at Tiffany's says, a case of the mean Reds, I want to bake things. Now, I feel it is important to delineate the difference between wanting to eat sweet things and wanting to make sweet things. One is not better or worse, or more or less important than the other, but this is always different for me. I never want to eat what I make. I always want to give my creations away. I don't think this particular culinary compulsion stems from want of praise or recognition. It's rather a craving for the simple satisfaction that blooms out of putting something out into the world that makes people happy, without exploiting or manipulating anyone or anything. Sometimes, at the end of the day, I'm just exhausted by how many games I had to play and smiles I had to fake, and how many times I had to use the phrases, "How can we unpack that concept?" and "What are the fiscal implications of this?" and even, "Would you like your receipt today, ma'am?" Every day, we speak in a language of compromise, of hierarchy, of give and take, where the take is almost always bigger than the give. And for the most part, this is okay for all of us. But every once in a while, I don't want to think about anything but rolling up my sleeves, popping the oven onto 375 and creaming some damn butter and sugar. Some people do yoga. Some people take pills or talk to their dog. I make bittersweet chocolate toasted walnut cookies. Lots of them. And I need people to give them to.
Sylvia Spratt is a one-woman circus. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Lori Korn and Matilda Rand.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band, goodness sake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatcha-doo, hatcha-doo, hatcha-doo.